పదానాం వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో మహాపదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరద్విజయ గురవే గౌరచంద్రాయ రాధికాయై తదాలయై కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ భక్తాయ తద్భక్తాయ యం ప్రవ్రజంతమనుపేతమపేతకృత్యం ద్వైపాయనో విరహకాతరయాసుభా పుత్రేతి తన్మయతయా సర్వోభినేదో తం సర్వభూతహృదయం మునిమా తవైవాస్మి తవైవాస్మి న జీవామి త్వయా వినా ఇతి విజ్ఞాయాది తం నయమామ చరణం. I request you to come with me in Vrindavan. Gopis are assembled in each houses and they are by their foresight they are seeing Krishna is going and playing on floor. Very beautiful Krishna. They are hearing this very sweet voice of flute. And all are totally immersed in that. Oh, they are telling, discussing to each other. One Sakhi is telling, Sakhi, oh, at once, what are you doing? Come on with me. Come on. Don't delay. Otherwise, Krishna will go away. I know the fruit of these eyes are only one, only one. And what is that? To have a darshan of Krishna. Only, if you have no darshan of Krishna, your eyes are what?
Blind.
Useless. To be blind, oh, very good. Only this fruit of these eyes. Only one. To have the darshan of Krishna. Who is Krishna? Who is killing Kansa? Oh, he is killing other demons? No. When Krishna is going in cowherd, with cowherd voice, with so many less and less cows, and playing on his float to have a darshan of Krishna. Brajesha sutayo anubenu justam. Oh, the two sons of Brajan, Nand Baba, Ram and Krishna. Even Ram, being a son of Vasudev, oh, he never thinks that I am son of Vasudeva. I am son of Nanda and Yashoda. Always. Brajesha sutayo. Anubenu jushtam. Oh, he is some fought rear. And piche thoda. Behind. And Ram, what doing? Oh, he is forward. To all, on the front of all the cows and cowherd boys. Why? He is a Rashi. He knows that if I am with Krishna, Gopi will be unhappy. They may die in separation. So I should give chance. And she becomes forward. Also there is a meaning. So she is telling, oh, just come on with me. Oh, and that Gopi is telling, oh, I cannot go. I fear my mother-in-law, my husband, and my other relatives. They will chastise me. I cannot go. Let them do no harm. But I cannot go. I am very, I feel same. I cannot go. Oh, if you will see from a distance to that, oh, very beautiful Krishna playing on flute, smiling, or all kinds of hesitations, all kinds of shame, all kinds of obstacles, automatically will go. Don't. But if Krishna goes forward and he passes away this lane, then what to do? Come on. Also there is a meaning, hidden meaning. What? Anuvenu justam brajesu sutayo. In Vrindavan, in Braja, there are two Brajesh. Brajesh means the king of Braja. One is Nanda Baba and other is Vrishabhanu Baba. Vrishabhanu Baba has so many, much more wealth. If Nanda Baba has cow, 9 live cows, then Vrishabhanu Maharaj, how much? 11 lakhs of cows. More. He is much, much wealthy because Lakshmi is there. Lakshmi. Who is Lakshmi? Lakshmi of Lakshmi of Lakshmi is there. So he is more wealthy. Krishna is wealthy only for Radhika. Otherwise he is like zero, no wealthy. So Radhika is there. So Radhika is also a daughter of Brajendra. Here Krishna also. Anuvenu justam. What is the meaning? Something? Oh. First Krishna played on flute and then after that Radhika. Oh, don't sleep. Don't close your eyes. Oh, Prabhu. Oh, Dividasu. Divid. Divid Prabhu. Divid. Divid, you know? Of Dwarka Devi. Balde Prabhu killed.
He was a gorilla.
Huh?
He was a gorilla. Big monkey, gorilla.
Yes. Who played the part of that Devi? So, yes sir, be like that. And here.
Don't go in trance, we are in hospital, not in trance.
Then, what are you asking? Don't sleep. This is not a place of sleeping. Anuvenu Vishtam. Means, oh, first Krishna played on flute. Then Srimati Radhika, you have done wrong. Oh, let me do. And she took forcibly that flute and then began to
play
and to teach Krishna. Anuvenu Jishtam, this meaning. So if anyone is looking seen by these eyes, Krishna with Radhika there, playing on flute. Oh, these eyes are actually
successful.
But that Sakhi was not ready to go. But he showed Krishna from distance. Oh, from your groves, from your window you can see. And when he saw his chastness, his all things, she forget everything and observed and quickly she ran away to see Krishna. What is this? Who are these gopis? If we can follow this high class of associates of Krishna, these gopis are not anything other, they are himself Krishna. Krishna has become into two parts, Radha and Krishna. And all gopis are bodily manifestation of Radha. So they have descended to this world to show something, that we can learn something from these things. Be attached like this. All attachments should go away quickly. You know, the wife of Raghunath Das Goswami was how beautiful in that Indian, or she was Miss India. Perhaps if you, she would have a stand for Miss Universe, or she can also compete. But Raghunath Das Goswami, for Raghunath Das Goswami, what? Like any wood, dry wood. She could not attract. Why? Because there was some attachment for Krishna. How? Jadunandan and Haridas Thakur, and especially not Haridas Thakur, Sir Damodar. They have given this attachment. So if a guru can give some attachment for Krishna, he is actually guru. And you should try to be attached to with Krishna in this way process. Following them day and night. That is this sloks have been given by Vyasa and Sukadeva Goswami. Very important this song is there. So gopis are here telling so many things. What they are telling? Chutabraval Barahasta Gopalach. Malanuprikta Paridan Vichitra Veshau Madhe Virejatu Alam Pasupal Gustam. Rangi Jathan Vataru. Kwachagaya Madhu. Oh, come on, very soon. Why you are wasting your time in your house? Come on with me. Oh, see Krishna, how he is. Chuta prabal varhasko palakyat malonu pritta pridhan vichitra vesha. Oh, Krishna is decorated with very new leaves of mango and other leaves or radish. These radish are anurag. Anurag means love and affection. It shows. Praval, Barha, he has taken. Very beautiful peacock feather here. And Utpal. Utpal means Kamal, lotus, flowers. Malan Utpakta Paridhan Vichitra Vesha. Like peacocks, you see. Oh, more than seven colors are in their feathers. Krishna, having so many decorated with flowers, and this peacock feather, more beautiful than peacock. And dancing, he's taking float and singing, and also in a position of dancing mood. Seeing this, all the peacocks of the forest saw Krishna. That, this is like a cloud, new cloud full of water. And when they saw, they began to dance on the tune of his float. And when they saw that, this Bansiwala is very expert, and I can dance on his tune so much. So they gave a peacock feather
as a gift.
And Krishna took it in. So always, he keeps here as a donation from peacocks. And that is why he is telling, मध्ये विरे यतु अलम पशुपाल गोष्ठ्यां रंगे जथा नवतरो एंड इन द मिड्स ऑफ इन द असेंबली ऑफ ऑल द कवर्ड बॉय पीकॉक्स हॉर्स डांसिंग कृष्ण इज प्लेइंग ऑन फ्लूट एंड ऑल बॉयज आर वेरी हैप्पी सराउंडिंग एंड व्हाट टेलिंग जय हो तुम्हारी कृष्ण जय हो तुम्हारी लाइक जय हो ग्लोरिफाइंग कृष्ण Very beautiful scene. Even Chatushan, Brahma, Shankar, they cannot see this scene in Braja. They pray only to have a darshan like this. But gopis, oh, they are seeing. And they are seeing this scene as if that Krishna is in front of them and singing and dancing. Gopya, kimacharadayam, kusalashma veno, damodaradhar sudhamati gopikana, hungte svayam jadavasishtara sanghridanyo, hishattacho, asru mamushya starvo dhyatharya. Oh, my dear Shakhi, my friend, oh, I want to know what austerities the gopis had done in past lives. What austerities they have done, whether they have taken bath in so many tirtha, or they have donated something, or what they have done, I don't know. If I know, if you know, then tell me, I will do like that. Same. What? Gopis are telling to others, for what? Oh, this flute made of only bamboo.
Dry bamboo.
Oh, what she has done before? That she became a venu. Like male form, venu. And he is sitting here on the lips of Krishna. And what doing? All totally the rush, the juice of nectarine, all being male, and in full way, making any remittance, or totally they are taking. Who? Ben, being a male. And this is the wealth of our wealth. Because we are gopi. No one can touch this. But this male venu, showing us like this, what means?
You are not qualifying.
And what can you do? You can do anything. In front of you, I am taking this melody. This nectar. He told that it may be your property, no harm, but I will take forcibly. What can you do? You can do anything. Like this, in this mode. And his relatives, father, mother, and all others, forefather and all, are very happy. Like what? If anyone have a good child, very qualified. Then his father, forefathers will be very happy. So all the trees, bamboos, all the trees almost, they are father of this bamboo. And mother who? From where he takes water, milk, all these ponds, rivers, like Jamuna, Manasi Ganga, Pavan Sarovar, like these. These are mothers. And father whom?
Bamboo.
Big trees, like mango, kadamba and all, bamboos. They are very happy because from tree, oh, tears are coming. Oh, how beautiful and very qualified. I have a son or in this. And mother. How you know that they are very happy? Because some tears are coming. Ananda Ashru. Ananda Ashru means tears of?
Tears of joy.
Also some tears come. Tear of sorrow and suffering. They are hot. But the tears with love affection, they are cold. So they are very happy. So, I want to, this Gopi is telling, how fortunate are that bamboo, fish, and how fortunate their father, mother and all. So I want to know what authorities, what donation, what they have done that he became a bamboo like this and Venu, and he is taking all the juice of nectar of Krishna. Vrindavanam. Shakibho vittinoti kirtim jadeva keshata padambujalagdha lakshmi govinda venu manumitta mayura nittam prekshadiswan avartani samasta saptam. Oh, this Vrindavan is more glorious than even heaven and Vaikuntha. Why? Devakishut padambuja labdha lakshmi. The son of Yashoda. Walking without any shoe, without any sandal, naked feet,
barefooted.
And everywhere, the shine of his feet are everywhere. What? Vajra, dhvaja, ankush and so many things. So now, earth is so much fortunate. Then, even, and in earth, Vrindavan is fortunate. And in Vrindavan, where these fates are there, like Govardhan, like Radha Kunda, Shyam Kund, Nandagaon, Varshana, bank of Yamuna, all these feats, marks of the Krishna feet are there.
Dhanya samudhamato apiharinnayena. Jananda nandanam upatta vichitra vesham akarna venu ranitam saha krishna sara pujanga dho virichitam pranayavaluka.
She dears are so much fortunate. Dhanya. Though they are foolish, they don't know how a
hunter
will come and shoot them. But even being foolish, they are so much fortunate. Hearing the flute voice of Krishna and looking the beauty of Krishna, they come all very nearer. No fear at all. And their husbands what? Oh, you should go on. No harm. We are with you. Anyone cannot tell you. So you should go on. And these dears, what doing? Pranaya. Oh, praying to Krishna for his love and affection. What is the meaning? Oh, see how fortunate these dears, see dears, that their husband also are helping them. But our husband, if they will hear, they will punish us, chastise us. They can break our legs. Even they can shoot. Not favorable. So I want that I should die at once. And I want to be a dear to meet Krishna. How they are observed. as if Krishna is in their song, and they are realizing. Why Vyasadev or Sukadev Goswami telling Srimad Bhagavat to whom? And who is going to die? Why these lusty things, if there are lusty things? Why he is telling to Gopis, to Parikshit Maharaj is going to die? Not lusty. We should take their love and affection to follow. I have heard that some devotees have made a rule that if an animal will tell Radhe, Radhe, Gopi, Gopi, they will explain from their temple. They will kick out them. Oh, go. You should take shelter to Narayan Maharaj for this. So, we should try to take the essence of these things. How gopis are observed? If we can be. My explanation is only to tell you what class of attachment is here, gopis to Krishna. Whole day and night talking like this. And they don't know when night comes, goes, when days comes and days goes. This is the solution of all kinds of problems forever. And to have a love and affection for Krishna. Though, first we should be like what I am telling in my morning class. You should try to follow all these rules and regulations. But if a chance comes to hear from any high class of Vaishnava, don't neglect. You should hear. We are singing here in this class, Sita, Kamala, Kucha Mandala. Oh, Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, and so many things. You are singing also the song Radhika. Munindra Vinda Vandite. Arnamami Nanda Nandanam, these songs. Very high class. Yashomati Nandanam Vrijabandi. In the time of Prabhupada, this kirtan was prohibited. Any unqualified person should. Why? Oh. We should not also neglect the songs of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Saranagati. Saranagati. Also, the songs of Narottam Thakur, what he has told. We should also remember all these things. But those who are senior, unsincere, has developed some a standard, they should also try to hear and to sing these songs. It will be very helpful for them. But for not unqualified person, so I am giving hint of all these things. In morning class, how we should practice, we should practice bhakti, vaidhi bhakti. And now I am telling about something what about Radha Nuga. Vaidhi Bhakti makes so much lay. But for qualified person, Radha Nuga Bhakti, oh, very, very soon it develops. How? Kato smile. Krishna, Krishnam Nirich. Vanitotsavarupashilam. Sutvacha tatkvanita venu vivikta vitam. Devlo vimana gataya smarananusara. Bhashat prasuna kavaram mhur vinapyam. Oh, see, how fortunate these demigods are. Demigods, goddesses. Yes, demigoddesses. For their wives of demigods.
own. Vanitotsav means overseeing this rash. And seeing the flute of Krishna and the beauty of Krishna. Being in the lap of their husband in
aeroplane.
Biman, Pushpat Biman. And they become, they used to be faint. Where I am? What doing? Who am I? Everything. Oh, there is something here. Can demi goddesses can see Ras Lila? Oh, they can. But their husbands, no. Like Jagyapatni, the wives of the Brahmins of Mathura, they came to Krishna and pleased with very sweet preparation. But their husbands, oh, they are very far away. So demigods were there. What they saw? Nothing. They were saying, hearing something. But not seeing all this Mahotsav of Ras Lila and everything. But they were thinking. They were seeing, taking darshan. If the heart of the males also much hard, very hard. It is very hard to melt them. But for demigoddesses, it melted. And they wish that we should serve gopis. They wish, they can wish. Dabhyabhimana gataya smarnan nusara. Oh, we want to be demigoddesses. We want to die at once. Because demigoddesses are helped by their husband to take their aeroplane there. And gopis are, they are helping these demigoddesses. So we want to be demigoddesses. That even we are married to them, no harm. And we will come and take darshan of Krishna and we will saw this Ras Lila. But we cannot. Our husbands are like demons. They don't allow us. Gavascha, what to tell all demigods? They are higher species of jiva souls. Oh, they see the cows and their calves. How they are? Oh, very far away they are hearing the flute of Krishna. Cows were grazing. Oh, grass was full mouth in their mouth. And when they heard at once, oh, they did like this. Yeah. This is like a cup they did. They can do like this. They can do. If you go and do Nagar Sankirtan, oh, cows will running, coming. And they will do what? So they making their ears like a cup. And what? Grass was there. They cannot swallow. Or they cannot give up. They forget everything. And only nectar drinking for the earth. And what to tell of their calves? They were taking milk of their mother horse. And mouth was full by milk. But they cannot swallow, they cannot. They become like a statue. Like a statue. So how wonderful they are. How fortunate they are. We want to die. And once we want to be the cow of Krishna. And coughs. Sometimes Krishna will come and do like this. Sometimes cling the back of cows like mothers. He can wash the feet of cows. Like mother, he will give respect. So we want to die. and to be at once cow or calves. They are very fortunate. We are not fortunate. We cannot go to Krishna. If he is going to forest for cowherd, oh, we cannot go. Our mother-in-law will love, you should be here. Otherwise, the black serpent will come and bite you and you will die. Anyone cannot shed you. So you should be. Whether they are quarreling, these newly married gopis, why your daughter is going? And why yourself you are going there? Oh, you don't know. We know. So you should not go. You are new. First you should be perfect here and then you should go. Otherwise don't.
नद्यस्तदा पधार्य मुकुंद गीत अवतलक्षित मनोभाव भग्न वेगा दृष्ट्वा आलिंगन स्थगित उर्म भुजई मुरारी गृहणंति पाद जुगलम
ओस दिस काउज आर एनिमल दे आर इंटेलिजेंट बट रिवर लाइक ए फ्लो वाटर बट सी दिस रिवर लाइक व्हाट लाइक बिलेवेड When they see Krishna playing on floor and hearing his voice, oh, his water stops, current stops, and whirling comes. Why? They cannot go giving up Krishna downwards. They cannot go. And from upside, water is coming. So what will be there? And by that, oh, they want to give up their heart in the lotus feet of Krishna. So, water goes up to embrace Krishna. Water. This river wants to embrace Krishna. But Krishna is what? Nirvikar. No effect.
Indifference.
Oh, he is Udasin. Udasin is indifferent. Seeing this, oh, shame came. And thus she went down and took some lotus flowers and gave in the offers in the lotus feet of Krishna. Even a river, water can do, but we cannot do. We cannot give some pushpa in the lotus feet of Krishna. So we want to die and be the river water and to go to Krishna. What more? Purna Pulinda Urugaya Padabdhyarago, Sikum Kumina Daitasan Vanditina, Tat Dasar Smaran Rujo, Tunurushitina, Lipyant Anan Kuchausihati. Oh, see, the forest girls, very low,
low cost,
black face and everything. Kulinda, hilly tribes. But even they are so fortunate. When Krishna goes to forest, oh, his footprints having some kumkum on grasses it comes. And when they see, oh, the two, they take the kumkum and hear him. They can do. As if Krishna is meeting with them. But we cannot do even this. Very good explanation of Srila Jiva Goswami, Srila Sanatana Goswami, Srila Vishwanath Thakur. I am giving some hint only. Not so much explained. In India I have explained and a book has come. Of Venu Gai. If you don't, if you want to know more, you can read that book. I think that my all books can help you so much. The explanation of Gita, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, it will help more. The life and life of my Gurudev, biography, it will help so much. All the books, about 40 books, Upadeshamrit, Manasiksha, Sikshashtakam, Jaiva Dharma,
it will help so much, so much. So you should try to read, and this will give you association of Vaishnava. She's telling to another Sakhi, oh Sakhi, Hantaya Madhravala. Oh, see, Haridas Thakur, Haridas Giriraj Govardhan is how fortunate. Naked, barefoot, he walks on Govardhan with his cows and friends. In groves he plays with gopis, with gopis. How fortunate is he? We want to be the dust of Govardhan, that Krishna will come and we will touch the lotus feet of Krishna. How he is lucky? He is not only serving Krishna, he is giving of very pure water of Manishi Ganga, of Kusum Sarovar, of Govinda Kunda,
of
Saratunda Kunda, to cows, they drink water. Oh, his cowherd boy, he also serving by them. And so many fruits and flowers he is giving. Also some collar to decorate Krishna. You will go there, you will see that give some water on a stone of Giriraj Govardhan and it will come collar. Various collars will come. So Krishna, he decorates Krishna also. Oh, Giriraj Govardhan gives seeds to all children. Very good, good. And so much fragrance in his stones. As if Kasturi is there. Kasturi?
Musk
is there. So, we want to be a dust of. And they are totally observed. So, we should, if we will remember these past times, then it may be a greed will come to serve Krishna and Radhika in the line of Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami. So, Srimad Bhagavat is very powerful Grantha. So, we should hear, but those who are qualified. Otherwise, we should hear from high class of us, but always following, observing rules and regulations of Vaidhi Bhakti. Any Kirtan? The wives of Brahmans of Mathura. They were doing austerities, fire sacrifice. In the middle of Vrindavan and Mathura. Oh. So many Brahmins. And their wives also came from Mathura to help them, their husbands. One day Krishna, for cow grazing, he came with cowherd boys and he was some hungry because their mother has sent something to eat, but they have sent it to Bhandirvan, not here. And they anyhow missed and they came to this forest. And in this forest only of trees without any fruit. There were so many trees. Ashok bridge. But no fruit at all. So all were feeling hungry. And they told to Krishna and Dao, a big demon has come. Please save us. Krishna told the what demon? Oh, hunger has come. We are so hungry. Please save us. Oh, you should go to Brahmins. thousand types, Brahman, Aryan, very learned and qualified. They can recite mantras so much. And they are doing fire sacrifice. There may be some, but humble and
polite.
So if you are going, and you can tell we have come with Krishna and Baldev. They must give something, so you should go and beg for them. They went there, and what became? Oh, you should tell after that. Who took class in morning? Morning? No class in morning? Oh, many teachings in this pastime of Krishna and Brahmanis, so many. How this attachment came in the heart of Jagyapatni? Wow. They used to hear. From where? Anyone coming from Vrindavan, Braja. Anyone like fruit sellers, like so many Brahmins, he used to go to Vrindavan and hear and see Krishna. They used to return and tell the beauty, the qualities of Krishna, smiling of Krishna. So gradually they were attached. Why we are not attached? We like, but no attention. Attachment is coming. Oh, there are so many unwanted things here. Sometimes being in our class and they want to go, return. Some has returned. They don't like because their heart are full of worldly desires and sense gratification and so on. So even you will hear, attachment will not come. But when your heart is full of all these things, if you will hear very little, like Jagyapatni, attachment is bound to come. It will come. And they were waiting when we will see Krishna, when we will meet, when we will serve. After so long time, Krishna gave mercifully that time, occasion. And he came nearer. Without any reason, he came. He made a trick. Today he not went to the destination where to go, and he came to this side. He gave. So Krishna, always those who are so much sincere, having no any worldly desire, Krishna arranged a pure guru. That guru goes to him, like Swamiji came in these countries. So Krishna arranges. He sends a high class of devotees that you should hear. All arrangement from Krishna. So very soon attachment came in the heart of Dejipatni. And when they saw and heard, Krishna has come very nearer. And all the cowherd boys, Ram and Krishna both, all are very hungry. What they have prepared for their sacrifice, for their helping their husband, they forget everything. And all preparations, without any hesitation, and they brought to Krishna. Krishna saw, became very happy. And one which was checked in the house, locked in the house, in separation she left her very life. And she came first before these Jagyapatnis there. And they saw that she is there. A miracle. She came. Separation mode. Washed there all kinds of what? Unwanted thoughts, everything. And she came, reached there. Krishna told that now you have brought preparation to me. I am accepting it. I am very happy.
Now you should return to your homes and serve your father, your husbands. Though they are blind, they are lame, they cannot make any money even if they are not beautiful.
Handicapped.
Even you shouldn't give up your husbands. If chastising, even you shouldn't. You should be very tolerant and you should return back. They told, you should remember your promise. What promise? Krishna has promised, Je jathang mam prapadyante tam tathaiva bhajamnam. What meaning? Oh, you should follow Shastra. We are following, giving causes. Sarva dharmana pratyajyamami comes. We have given up everything. Your husband, our children, chasteness, and all these things, dharma or dharma, we have given up. And we have come to. Now you should accept us. Otherwise, you are broken your promise. And they, but Krishna even told, you should go and serve them. They told, and how can we go? Our heart is with you. We cannot walk. Where to go? What to do? Then Krishna told, or return to your home. And all the Brahmins will apologize to you. And they will honor you. And return back. Why he has told. They are Brahminis. Also they have children. They were not gopi. Krishna can have mercy to all who are Brahmins, non-Brahmins or anyone. But for gopi to be in rosh, only he can accept, only gopis. He accepted them, but told that by this body you should return. And next, when you are remembering at the time of death, then quickly you will be in the womb of any gopi in Braja, and then you can meet me and serve me there. So Krishna cannot accept anyone. If not falling gopis, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought this wealth from Golok Vrindavan, from Shwetdi, this mood of gopis. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anyone did not know all these things. Only Chaitanya. Even Jayadeva Goswami, fearing something, he has some doubt. Ramanuj Madhvacharya, they cannot speak like that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought all this. But the root is Madhvendra Puri Path and Ishwar Puri Path. And then in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Rupa Goswami. You are lucky, very lucky that you are all in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami. Though having so many worldly desires, no harm. But hearing, attachment will come. A relation will come, very strong relation will come. And thus, gradually you should give up all worldly things. One day you will have to give up. Very soon, oldness is coming. You cannot be happy in this world without practicing Harinam, Sankirtan and these things here. So try to follow. Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajeshatanayastadham Vrindavan. I will explain tomorrow. Gaur Premanand.